This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Bill Mahoney reports at Politico New York that Governor Andrew Cuomo vetoes more bills than other recent governors. Cuomo vetoed 97 bills last year, or 15.7%. His overall rate as governor is 14%. For comparison, George Pataki vetoed 11.4% of bills, and Mario Cuomo vetoed 8.5% of bills. Read the full story at Politico New York. The Daily Freeman reports that television host Jimmy Fallon donated $100,000 to the art program at Saugerties High School. Fallon graduated from the school in 1992. Quote, "And if anyone there wants to return the favor with a statue of me or something, I'm totally cool with that too," end quote, he said. District Superintendent Seth Turner thanked Fallon for the gift, but said he's only willing to erase Fallon's disciplinary record in his files. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Anne McCloy reports for CBS 6 TV in Albany that inmates in the Albany County Jail are charged up to a nickel per minute for internet access. With donated funds, the jail has 103 tablets for 623 inmates operated through a company called Telmate that blocks certain sites and only allows approved contacts. Quote, "When inmates are busy, you have a safer facility," end quote, said Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple. Quote, "I know some people are going to sit back and go, wow, you're in jail, you should be paying the price or whatever, but jail is supposed to correct the behavior. It's not supposed to, you know, kill someone in there," end quote. Read the full story on the CBS 6 TV website. 518sports.com has complete coverage of local high school basketball, and the first round of playoff games were held Tuesday, February 21st. Local boys basketball teams won February 21st in the first round of the playoffs. Hudson defeated Bishop Gibbons 92-78, and Ichabod Crane beat Schuylerville 65-54. Catskill won over Hoosick Falls 59-52. Hudson plays Ichabod Crane at 6:30 p.m. February 24th at Hudson Valley Community College. Catskill plays Meikle Christian at 6:30 p.m. February 24th at Shenandoah High School. In other Class B games, Coxsackie Athens lost to Glens Falls 82-55, and Ravenna lost to Voorheesville 54-40. In a Class C sectional boys game, Maple Hill beat Greenville 61-52. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.